Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wonder what posters Alex Pavlovich had in his bedroom. You don't get into sports without growing up loving sports. Alex, what was the athlete poster you had in your bedroom? You know there was at least one, right?
Yeah, there were a few. The one that pops out, the first one in my head is Ken Griffey Jr. I think he was the guy that we all grew up watching, and we all had our hats backwards for him. I didn't have a Canseco, though.
Oh, you know, no Bash Brothers? They didn't appeal to you?
No, it was maybe a few years before my time.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I keep on forgetting. Not how young you are, but I keep on forgetting how old I've become. Thank you very much for reminding me. What is wrong with the Giants? What's wrong with Madison Bumgarner, who just did not pitch well last night?
Yeah, it's unfortunate for him. He gets caught up in what's been going on the last couple of weeks, because there are going to be two or three of those a year, and that was just, as Bruce Bochy said last night, the guy is human. It's going to happen. He's going to have a night where he doesn't have his command. The pitches are a little bit flat. I think we saw that last night, and it kind of gets grouped into what's happened since the All-Star break here. But for 2 months now, he's been waiting for run support. He finally got it. It just happened to be on the wrong night.
It was a rough night all around, and then when they climbed back into it, only to see Will Smith take the loss in his Giants debut, kind of mirrors the story from all the guys that were involved at the deadline. Like, if you were traded, you had a lousy.
People have to remember, and this goes back to the "these guys are human" thing. I mean, Will Smith flew from San Diego to Philadelphia yesterday, got here, met everybody for about half an hour before the game, and then he was off in the bullpen and said, "I'm ready to go. I'm trying to help you guys." But I think we forget sometimes what a rush it is for all these guys to get traded and everything that happens, not just with yourself, but with your family and moving to a new town. So it's always hard the first couple of days. I know that wasn't a situation Bruce Bochy wanted to throw him in, but he felt like he could handle it. And really, they felt pretty good. He went out there and got a strikeout and then gets the infield single that a guy beats out by an inch or two. And next one is off the wall, and it kind of went off the rails from there for the Giants. But I think they're pretty confident in what this guy's going to give them.
I think the Giants continue to remain confident too, Alex, because they know that they're about to get healthier and the cavalry's coming as soon as guys, you know, officially get on the mend. Has there been any awkward interaction between Joe Panik and Matt Moore? I mean, isn't that the guy who plunked Panik in the head in the first place?
Yeah, Joe, I didn't see this, but Henry Schulman said Joe kind of picked up a bat yesterday and was jokingly walking around with it as Matt Moore walked around. But they talked. They're all good. Joe has a good attitude about everything, and I think he understood that. You know, he joked with us yesterday. He said at the time he thought Matt Moore was doing him a favor because it was a two-strike count. The bases were loaded. Instead of striking him out, he drove a run in. So for him, it wasn't a situation where he thought there was any intent, and that always makes it a little bit easier when these guys become teammates.
Easily. Yeah, it makes everything a lot easier. Very few guys get intentionally plunked with the bases loaded. I'll give Matt Moore all the benefit of the doubt there, and I'm glad Joe Panik is too. Is there an absence of Duffy around this team now? I know that they really liked him. He was a clubhouse guy. Has there been any Debbie Downer about him not being in the mix anymore?
I think guys are sad. I mean, I wrote a story this morning and then talked to the other infielders, Panik and Crawford and Brandon Belt, and they were shocked. And this was a little bit of a blow to them. I think that the thing that happened here was Matt wasn't around very much the last, you know, month or so because he has been injured. He has been on the rehab side. So it's not like this guy was pulled straight out of the clubhouse. That would have made it a little bit more difficult. The fact that he came off a rehab assignment, wasn't with the team, I think maybe made it a little bit easier for these guys to handle the last couple of days. But look, this is going to be a big deal going forward, not just with Duffy, but him and Matt Moore are going to be connected. This is a big move the Giants made. It's a big risk they're taking in some respect. I mean, Matt Duffy looked like he was turning into a potential all-star third baseman after last season, and this season it hasn't gone as well, but he still is a young, cost-controlled third baseman who's a very good defensive player and showed a lot at the plate last year and certainly was one of the most popular players to come through that clubhouse in the last couple of years, and I think with the fan base was extremely popular. So this is going to be interesting going forward to see how this one plays out.
Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area Giants insider here on 95.7 The Game. As you deal with Bochy, are you sensing a frustration about him that they've just been playing bad baseball, or is he just steady Eddie, never get too high, never get too low, Boch still through all this?
Well, you've been around him. I think you know that the passion is there every single night, and certainly after some of these losses, you can see it on his face. You can hear the frustration. You can hear him afterwards.
He looked pretty worn out last night, I thought.
Yeah, I think, you know, the frustration is there because they are trying to make every move, and they have put a team on the field that they believe is a World Series contender. So to go out and play the way they have the last 2 weeks, it is grating on him. But the one thing he has done, and I think it goes from the top down, is he's done a great job of coming in the next day, and everything is fine. So I think today you couldn't tell that this was a team that lost the way they did last night. It's just the way they are. After a while, it'll get tough. I think if this keeps going, if this road trip turns into anything like what the last one was, then, yeah, you might have to change the attitude a little bit. But for now, they're still going with that comeback tomorrow and hope that it gets better.
We'll see if Cueto can get them back into the winning column tonight. He's going up against Aaron Nola, and Cueto obviously lost his last time out. Like all the Giants, a little down since the break, 0-2 with the 3.94 ERA in his past three outings here. Is it to the point now where, I know Madison Bumgarner still rules the roost, but does it feel a little bit more like Cueto's win day at this point, since Bad Bum has just been struggling a little?
Yeah, I think it was both of them for the first half, and that was what really kind of vaulted them to where they were. There were a lot of things that went right, but the fact that they had two guys going out and pretty much winning every single game 40% of the time for this team, it made life a lot easier. And both of them, Bumgarner's pitched really well recently. He just hasn't gotten run support up until yesterday when everything kind of flipped on him. But Johnny is a guy that they still count on to be that co-ace. That's why it's here, and that's why I started the All-Star game. So this is one of those spots where I think last night, if they had not come in the way they did with a couple wins last night, you would have put it all on Bumgarner and said, look, this is your night to go out there and stop this. I think Johnny will feel the same way tonight. This is his night to go out there and try to stop whatever's been going on.
Alex, a fan was thrown out of the game last night by the umpire. Now, we're on the air when the Giants were playing, and we're looking at the score, we're seeing the updates, but I did not notice that while the game was being played. What happened? What was said? Have you ever seen a fan ejected by an umpire without some sort of, ground rule interference? And by the way, those people never really get thrown out of the park. They're just asked to move to another section. That's how that works.
Yeah, from what I've told, that guy actually left the park, but I think – I've never seen that before. At first, I am used to kind of being on the side opposite the umpires. I think these guys, for the most part, do a good job, but I also do think they're too sensitive at times in terms of ejections and all of that. So I was kind of on that side until afterwards when you saw what was said, and it was a weird, I don't know if you saw the full quote, but just a weird, reference to come down to 69th Street and do something. So it was a strange connotation there. I think everybody who saw what was said understood what was being asked of the umpire, and certainly you come to these games, especially on the road for the Giants behind their dugout, there are a ton of families that travel with them now and bring little kids out here, and that was what the umpire Bob Davidson said last night. He looks in that section, there are a lot of kids, there are a lot of young girls in there, and the things that guy was yelling were maybe not fit for 10 and 12 year olds.
You know what? Then I don't blame it at all. I mean, I do think you got to watch your mouth around kids. I really, really do. You can let a few fly, but you can't make it, you can't go Eddie Murphy raw behind home plate,
Yeah, once I saw what was said, and it was such a specific story, and I tweeted the quote last night if anybody wants to know it, but it was such a specific story that this guy, that Bob Davidson gave to a poll reporter, that it's hard to believe that it's not true. And once that was said, you kind of go, look, this is a place for families. I mean, this is ultimately, I don't believe you have the right to go and sit among a couple hundred people and a bunch of 10-year-olds and say what he said. So I'm totally okay with what Bob Davidson did, and good for him, because the ushers here apparently have heard much worse.
There you go. Bach and Bob got one right. Hey, thanks as always, Alex. Great to talk to you, man. Enjoy the trip to Philly.
All right. Thanks, Damon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.